What has your mom told you about Kathy over the years to keep kind of like Kathy's memory alive?
Well, my mom didn't really talk about her all that much because she says it was very hard losing her best friend. But the times that she did, she would say that she was a really good softball player and that she was never sick, and being struck by breast cancer was a surprise to everyone. And I just wanted to write about her to show that she meant something to my mom and she meant something to everybody who knew her.
What inspired you most about Kathy?
What inspired me most about Kathy is that when all her friends would come and they'd cry and they'd say, "Oh, we miss you, Kathy, and I hope you get better," she would say, "Oh, don't be sad. I might leave someday, but you'll see me again." And then she'd lift their spirits. And my mom says that she was a class clown and she would make them all laugh. And I think it would be really nice to meet her. So that's what inspires me most about her.
So what did your mom think when you told her you wanted to write about Kathy?
Actually, my mom didn't really know until I finished the report because she was really busy with my sister and all. So when I read it to her, she's like, "Oh, that's a really good story." And I could see that there were tears in her eyes. So I went and hugged her, and then she's like, I like that, Kerrigan. That's gold." And I was smiling because I never actually thought I'd win. And so my mom was okay with that and that she really liked the story. And she said that she loved that Kathy's memory would be on paper and that lots of people would know about it.
So Kerrigan, would you like to read your essay for us?
I'd be glad to. The title of my essay is called Brave Kathy. My mom's childhood friend Kathy was diagnosed with breast cancer in September 2000. I was just born, but over the years, my mom has shown me pictures of her softball team when she was 12 years old. One of her teammates was Kathy. Kathy was thin with hair so light, it was almost blonde, and brown eyes. She was very pretty. Throughout elementary and high school, Kathy was never sick a day in her life. During the years 1992 to 2000, Kathy lived in Texas. She traveled to Tucson occasionally to see my mom and her other friends. One day, my mom got a call from Kathy. Kathy said she hadn't been feeling good for about 3 weeks and asked if my mom would come with her to the doctors. My mom said yes, but asked why she didn't ask her mom. Kathy said she was afraid of what the doctor would find. Again, my mom asked why, and Kathy said she had a bad feeling. Kathy drove to Phoenix with my mom to her doctor's appointment. When they got to the hospital, the doctor took Kathy to a room while my mom was in the waiting room. After about 3 hours, Kathy came out of the room with tears in her eyes. She told my mom how the doctor said she was diagnosed with breast cancer. After finding out she had breast cancer, the doctor said Kathy had to stay in the hospital. Turns out the cancer had spread and had become very serious. During visiting hours, my mom would bring Kathy books and they would just talk. My mom was very scared of losing her best friend. She also wondered why, out of all people, Kathy got breast cancer. Kathy got books about breast cancer and learned some cures. Some included surgery, chemotherapy, and targeted therapy. There was, of course, a lot more cures, but these were the ones Kathy was most interested in. Kathy then decided to not get treatment because she did not want the pain and the cancer had spread too far. Kathy also looked up preventions and was confused because she didn't drink alcohol, didn't smoke, did physical activity, and had a low-fat diet. She found out later that breast cancer was genetic in her family. After Kathy got breast cancer, some of her friends joined the Race for the Cure to raise money for breast cancer research. My mom couldn't join because I was just a baby then, so my mom spent a lot of time in Phoenix with Kathy. The doctor said Kathy was doing very well. The cancer had stopped spreading. My mom and Kathy were very happy. Then, in December 2000, Kathy passed away. My mom and Kathy's other friends were very sad, but every year they send money to breast cancer research. Even though I didn't know Kathy very well, my mom still talks about her. Cancer is a tragedy. Many people die from it every year. Doctors will find a way to cure breast cancer someday. Until then, among those prayers that are for curing breast cancer, my prayers are there too.